Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and I'm here at .NET Fringe in Portland, Oregon, my hometown. Finally, a conference that I don't have to travel to. You had to travel, though.
Yeah.
Maria Nagaga, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Scott. How are you?
I'm fabulous. You came from New York.
I came from New York.
And you were visiting, who were you visiting? And you had a NASA thing?
Yeah, I had a NASA thing in New York. Actually, this last weekend, my team held NASA Space Apps, which was really, really cool. Because you have all these astronauts that actually stuck to their childhood dream and became an astronaut, yet all of us said we wanted to be.
You actually met a real astronaut?
I did meet a real astronaut.
Seriously?
I did. A couple of them. Amazing. All women. And it's always really exciting
really?
When you meet all, and they were all women. Three women.
You didn't meet
Mae
Jemison, did you?
No, but I really wish I had. I really wish I had because, like, I do these art pieces and she's one of my favorites. So
yeah.
I love her. I love her.
That's cool. I saw you have art on the back of your shirt.
Yes, I do. Do you guys want to see it?
Yeah, let's see it.
Okay.
This is cool.
Yeah, it's all done using my Surface.
Woo! That's cool. I'll
so
show
this
you.
Is
I've got my composite notebook on the back on mine. So these are those labels. You get this from Decal Girl?
Yeah, this is Decal Girl. So I send them my artwork and they printed it out. So
that's
I have
cool.
this art project where I just put afros on iconic characters.
And did you make this in like paint? What's that surface?
Fresh paint?
Fresh paint.
Yes, I did. I used fresh paint. And I'm like, yay! I'm an artist now.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you were at NASA, and you were talking about web development or development in general?
Development in general. Mm-hmm. I am a very, like, this is a confession. I am a brand new web developer. Oh my God, yes, I am. I know. People are just like, how can you be speaking at this conference and you're a brand new web developer?
Well, but you're not a new developer, you're a web developer.
I'm a brand new web developer. I'm actually more data focused. I love data. When I talk about data, I smile. But also now when I talk about web, I smile because ASP.NET made it easier for me to wrap my head around the way the web worked because of C#. I love the fact that you can use C# and it's comfortable and it's familiar to me.
Yeah, it's good that you say that because I've always felt that once I found kind of the language of my soul, I was like, oh, wait a second, C#, okay, that's my language.
Yeah.
That's my boo. So now with C#, I'm doing Netduino.
Yeah.
And I'm doing giant things in the cloud.
Yeah.
And I always like to joke about from 64K to 64 gigs, you know, because it's anywhere that I want to be.
Yeah.
So anytime I can write, you know, C#, and I always tell people if they're starting out in the industry, you have to learn JavaScript and a systems language.
Yes,
some
you do.
Some back-end thing. And for me, it's JavaScript and C#.
Exactly.
JavaScript and F# or something like that.
Exactly. It's just an easy transition.
Right.
And for someone who speaks to students a lot, so I'm an evangelist and my audience is students. So I work a lot with Columbia, NYU, Cooper Union. And they are predominantly web developers. And I'm like, computer science students are web developers now. We couldn't even get grades for that. And I graduated 3 years ago, and I couldn't get a grade.
Everything was in the command line.
It was in the command line. Yeah. And if you didn't do it in the command line, you were weak, right? You were weak.
You sound like a Linux person.
So I was like, oh my God, there's Visual Studio, and there are all these tools. There's Sublime, there's brackets, right? So when I'm talking to the students that I talk to, it's all about bringing it to a place that's familiar to them, right? So first time I showed them ASP.NET, it was in File New Project Visual Studio. And they loved it. Like once they see Visual Studio, they love it. They accept that it is the best IDE out there. But then you have to deal with the long installation process, right?
Yeah,
downloading it, and the majority of them are on Macs. So it just took too much time, even though they were actually open to using the tool. So I took it upon myself and like I downloaded Sublime. I was like, one, what is this? How do I run it? Like how does it work? It was actually a daunting experience. So I did ASP.NET, and then you have all these cool things like OmniShop.
I was
and
just going to ask you. I hope you said up OmniShop.
Yeah.
And Yeoman.
And oh my
there
God, I love
go.
Yeoman.
See?
I was like, everyone should use Yeoman, and it's a great educational tool because that's what I do. I educate people for a living, and
right.
I love it.
So do I, in fact.
Yeah, you educate people. You've educated me. So you don't know it, but I watch
you. Oh, that's very nice.
I read your blog. I watch your podcast. I do everything, right? So that's what I do. I educate people, so that means I have to be educated constantly. Right,
exactly.
And the things like ASP.NET, Yeoman, OmniSharp, these are all open source things that students can contribute to, which makes them a more viable candidate. And let's face it, being a CS student these days is cutthroat.
Yeah, it is.
Right? It's just like, I graduated at the top of my class and I'm going to get in. No, I graduated at the top of my class and I contributed to 100 open source projects.
We're going to get along fine. I was down, well, you were at NASA talking to astronauts, which is impressive.
Thank you.
I was down at Spelman and Morehouse in Atlanta, and I was talking to a bunch of young people, And consistently, they came up and said, how do I make my resume stand out?
Yes.
And I said, listen, no one cares about your resume. The resume gets to put in a stack.
Yeah.
And it's like scratch-its. You know, you're going to get it or you're not. I said, there's three things. Your resume, your open source, and your community contributions.
Yeah.
And your networking skills. And I was like, networking skills? Like, what networking skills? And I was like, can you shake someone's hand and look them in the eye and keep their business card and follow up with a professional email?
Yeah.
Well, no, I've been coding. Well, you got to have all three prongs of that to get it.
Yeah, and they finally got it right. When I finished school, and like as I told you, 3 years ago, the most important thing was resume and networking. There was no source of like open source or GitHub repository. When I heard of GitHub, I was like, why are people using this? Like, why are people openly sharing what people could fundamentally steal? But then you also think that people are becoming better people.
Right.
That people are more willing to share, and that's how we're creating this awareness in a better world through code.
Exactly. Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Making a better world through code.
Yeah.
You need to get that on a surface as a sticker and then put an afro on somebody.
I think so. Like, I've been actually been working, like, how can I make the world a better place by 2035 through code?
2035?
That's my mission, by 2035.
You're in it for the long haul.
I'm in it for the long haul, because I'm just like, if we pick small problems using code, we could actually make bigger solutions, right? Mm-hmm. So that's my mission. This is what I want to do.
Rock on.
Yeah.
I like it. Making life better through code.
2035.
Here at .NET Fringe, we're having all sorts of fun. Thanks for watching Channel 9, and we will talk to you later.